Hey, Don, I've got an exam later, so be nice to me today, okay?
Yael, why should I be nice to you just because you have an exam later?
So that I'll be in a pleasant mood and thus perform well on the exam.
Being in a pleasant mood doesn't necessarily mean you're going to perform well. For example, your exam performance depends to some level on your mental capabilities.
Well, sure, but mood matters too, don't you think? I'd rather feel happy and relaxed than anxious, wouldn't you?
Well, I agree with you, Yael, that mood does matter when it comes to performing cognitive tasks. However, what kind of mood is beneficial or detrimental to one's performance depends on the kind of mental task one is being asked to perform. Cognitive neuroscientists at Washington University in St. Louis investigated the relationship between mood and cognitive performance by showing subjects 10-minute clips from both classic horror films and primetime television comedies. They found that the prefrontal cortex, a particular region of the brain, is activated by a combination of mood state and cognitive task, but not by either one alone. Additionally, while happy moods seemed beneficial to certain cognitive tasks, they were detrimental to other tasks. Similarly, anxiety produced by the horror film clips was detrimental to some cognitive tasks, while beneficial to others. These findings suggest that the prefrontal cortex mediates the interaction between mood and cognition in order to regulate the person's performance on whatever cognitive task is at hand.
Now, if only I knew what kind of mood would help me most on this particular exam.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from Penco.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.